A mother watches her child's birthday party from across the room, scanning every plate, every hand, every crumb. A teenager checks restaurant menus online before agreeing to meet friends, mentally cataloging safe options. A father carries an EpiPen everywhere, like others carry their phone, because for his daughter, a single bite of the wrong food could mean the difference between life and death. This is the hidden reality of food allergies, affecting 32 million Americans who've transformed the simple act of eating into a calculated risk assessment. Yet something remarkable is happening. After decades of rising rates and mounting fear, science is finally rewriting the rules. What was once considered incurable is becoming treatable. What seemed inevitable is becoming preventable. Between 1997 and 2018, peanut allergies quadrupled. Today, roughly 11% of adults and up to 8% of children live with food allergies, numbers that would have seemed impossible a generation ago. Multiple modern factors collided to create this epidemic. The hygiene hypothesis suggests our sanitized world left immune systems undertrained. British epidemiologist David Strachan noticed children with more siblings had fewer allergies. Without microbial old friends, as microbiologist Graham Rook called them, our bodies mistake peanut proteins for invaders. The dual allergen exposure theory flips conventional wisdom. Allergies may develop through skin exposure, not eating. When peanut dust settles on eczema-compromised skin, the immune system encounters the protein as threat. Israeli children eating peanut snacks as infants had 10 times lower allergy rates than British children avoiding them. Vitamin D matters too. Higher allergy rates farther from the equator suggest indoor lifestyles deprive us of necessary sunlight. Add antibiotics, decimating gut bacteria, and fiber-poor diets, and our modern world accidentally created an epidemic. When someone with a food allergy eats the trigger food, IgE antibodies attach to mast cells. Upon next exposure, these cells explode with histamine, triggering reactions from hives to anaphylaxis. Not all adverse reactions are allergies. Oral allergy syndrome creates cross-reactivity between pollen and raw fruits. Your mouth tingles eating an apple because your immune system confuses apple proteins with birch pollen. Alpha-gal syndrome, triggered by tick bites, causes delayed reactions to red meat hours later. Perhaps the cruelest aspect of food allergies is the guilt parents carry. Did they eat the wrong foods during pregnancy? Should they have breastfed longer? Was the C-section to blame? The research offers relief. While genes influence food allergy risk, peanut allergy is about 82% heritable, even identical twins can have different outcomes. Swedish studies from the 1980s showed that pregnant women avoiding peanuts didn't reduce allergies in their babies. By 2008, the American Academy of Pediatrics reversed its earlier recommendations, acknowledging that eliminating allergens during pregnancy made no difference. The same holds for breastfeeding mothers. Multiple international authorities now advise against dietary restrictions while nursing. Formula feeding doesn't increase risk either, and C-sections, while possibly linked to slightly higher allergy rates, aren't something parents should feel guilty about when medically necessary. Food allergy results from complex environmental and genetic factors. Two children with identical risk factors may develop completely different outcomes. This isn't about parental failure. It's about modern life creating conditions that sometimes overwhelm developing immune systems in unpredictable ways. For decades, preventing food allergies seemed simple. Avoid potential allergens. By 2000, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended delaying dairy until age 1, eggs until age 2, and peanuts until age 3. Parents worldwide eliminated allergens from their homes, believing they were protecting their children. Then researchers noticed something disturbing. Wherever authorities recommended delaying foods like peanuts and eggs, allergy rates to those exact foods spiked. Avoidance wasn't solving the problem, it was creating it. Dr. Gideon Lack at King's College London discovered the solution. His research showed the immune system needs early oral introduction to recognize proteins as food rather than threats. In Israel, where 69% of infants ate peanuts by 9 months, peanut allergy was 10 times less common than in the UK, where only 10% did. His LEAP trial confirmed it. Infants who consumed peanuts regularly showed an 86% reduction in peanut allergy. When the immune system first encounters proteins through compromised skin instead of the mouth, it treats them as enemies. While early introduction prevents food allergies, it doesn't help the 60-plus million people already living with them. That's where immunotherapy enters, the revolutionary science of re-educating hostile immune systems. The concept traces back to 1908, when Alfred Schofield cured a boy's egg allergy by feeding him increasing amounts over 6 months. Oral immunotherapy introduces tiny allergen amounts that trigger IgG4 antibodies, which compete with IgE and block reactions. It increases regulatory T cells while decreasing inflammatory ones, recalibrating the entire immune response. The landmark Palisade study tested AR101, now Palforzia, on nearly 500 peanut allergic children. After treatment, 67% could consume 600 milligrams or more of peanut protein without serious reactions, compared to just 4% in the placebo group. Stanford studies combining omalizumab with oral immunotherapy showed 83% of children could tolerate 2 grams of their allergens after 36 weeks versus only 33% on immunotherapy alone. These aren't just statistics. They're children eating birthday cake for the first time, teenagers traveling abroad without fear, families sharing meals together. Immunotherapy is transforming food allergy from a life sentence into a treatable condition. An 11-year-old boy sits before a peanut M&M after passing multiple challenge doses. He knows it's safe, but years of warnings that peanuts could kill him create an insurmountable psychological barrier. His hands shake. He can't eat it. Food allergies create unique psychological burdens. Food allergic children fear accidental exposure more intensely than diabetic children fear hypoglycemic attacks. Parents become more and more controlled and paranoid, constantly scanning for threats. Nearly a third of food allergic children report being bullied, with 3/4 experiencing continued harassment a year later. Adolescence heightens risk as teenagers balance independence with vigilance. 2/3 report reactions within 5 years, often from forgetting epinephrine or taking chances with food. Successful treatment creates unexpected challenges. After being told a food could kill them, patients must consume small amounts daily. Andy Hartman, successfully treated at Stanford, called this terrifying and one of the most difficult things he'd ever done. Psychological healing takes as long as physical treatment, requiring families to rewire years of protective instincts. We stand at a remarkable crossroads. Climate change threatens to worsen allergies. Rising temperatures force plants to produce more allergenic proteins. Food deserts limit dietary diversity. Labeling laws remain inadequate. Yet scientific progress accelerates rapidly. New technologies promise easier management. Nasal spray epinephrine eliminating needles, bracelets detecting histamine changes during anaphylaxis, DNA vaccines requiring as few as 4 shots to reprogram immune responses. Research into the microbiome and immune regulation expands our understanding. Simple lifestyle changes offer hope. The 6 Ds provide a framework. Gentler detergents protecting skin barriers, adopting dogs that bring beneficial microbes indoors, eating diverse diets, getting adequate vitamin D through outdoor time, moisturizing dry skin, and embracing healthy dirt exposure while maintaining good hygiene. Most importantly, we're moving from helpless avoidance to active intervention. Immunotherapy frees people from life-threatening fears. Early introduction prevents allergies from developing. Knowledge replaces fear. This isn't just the end of an era based on mistaken beliefs. It's potentially the beginning of the end of food allergy itself.